This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to a sample of our bonus Thursday Patreon episode of If I Were You. There's a video version there. We also put the audio up on our Patreon page. There's about 30 episodes over there, but we wanted to give you guys, like, let's say half. We'll call it half of today's episode, just to whet your appetites, to get you interested, intrigued, and thinking, you know what? I got $5 a month. Maybe I'll contribute to the Patreon, watch the videos there, because it's not just the If I Were You, it's also the Jake and Amir Watch episodes. We got my speech at Jake's wedding. We got Lonely and Horny Season 1 and 2. So if you've been waiting, you've been very patient for over a year now until there's enough content for you to devour, check it out. It's at patreon.com/JA. All right, here's about, I'll call it 15 minutes of today's bonus episode for you for free. Enjoy.
You want me to stand up? You're asking me to stand up?
Get out of your seat.
I'm not going to get out of my seat.
Show me some respect. Get up. Get up.
We're getting excited for the episode. That's what the music is about. You like dance and you get happy. It's not me showing you respect.
I want you to get up and give me a standing ovation.
You didn't even do anything. You're not humbled. You didn't do shit. You pressed the play button. Someone else wrote and performed the song.
All right. Let's... just get up and we'll start on a whole new note.
You're trying to like clear the air and then also asking me to do what you've been trying to get.
Watch
from the
out
beginning.
With when you get up for the because the mic's gonna
tell
like
you what if I stand up I'm gonna leave.
Oh, wow.
Do you still want me to stand?
No. I want you to stay, obviously. I wanted you to give me an ovation.
I did ovate. I clapped.
No, but not quite a standing ovation.
Not at all a standing ovation.
I saw you, like, considering
it. I didn't. Absolutely did not.
You floated a bit.
I didn't float. Don't try to sneak deference in there for you.
If I am ever a musician, I'm going to beg for a standing O.
I was thinking, well, I mean, that's a little sad, but I think I'm going to become more of a musician. I think, like, the art that we do is cool, but it's, like, mostly comedy, which isn't, like, that
sexy. Entirely comedy, yeah.
I think I'm going to get more into, like, music and tunes and that kind of shit.
Like funny, silly songs like "I'm eating yogurt today."
I mean, that's I don't love "I'm eating yogurt today" because yeah. it's not hot like seeing somebody in the club or even just like emo like getting lost in the woods with someone. You know, like
so you want to go from like comedy just to completely like sexy music.
Yeah, kind of like a Father John Misty meets a Drake or something.
But they never did comedy.
Yeah. Well, Drake did acting and Father John Misty did music probably from the get-go. But I could dip in and do that. I could also paint. There's something like... Or like photography.
You're already moving on.
I don't know how to sing is all.
Yeah.
So how hard could it be to take a photo?
That one
I'll do photography.
Okay, but you're still not going to get
I'll
like a crowd.
I'll be like about it. Huh?
Yeah, you're not going to get like an audience or a following taking photos of people.
I could do like an artist. Well, especially if I do like an opening where I have like a gallery of like these portraits. And like,
what's an example of a gallery of a portrait?
Okay,
or an artist that is like...
A portrait?
Yeah.
I would go to like an old folks home and take like really, really like... stunning photos like HD of like the
you can
of
do
those
that.
Fucking geezers yeah. or whatever in there and like learn their dumbass life stories and I would like make a little quote about like the bullshit whatever they did and then like it would feel really emotional because it's like right, everyone's like yeah. Oh that could be my grandma but she's like did some other stupid shit that I would write about.
Why do you want to harass old people instead of do comedy?
No, I'm taking photographs of them.
But you call
no
them dumbasses, geezers,
how
and stuff
was
like that.
How long was visit your grandparents?
My grandparents all passed.
Sorry to hear that.
No, you're not.
How'd
you're
like
smiling.
Memorialized? How'd you like them memorialized at my art show? Did I mention there was going to be an accompanying album? Did I mention there would be an accompanying album?
You can't take photos of my grandfather. He passed away before I was born.
If there's
born.
A photo that exists that someone else took that you really liked, and I could just even like...
What, take a photo crop of it?
No, I wouldn't. I didn't
scan need
to take
it?
A new if I could scan a photo of your grandfather, blow it up, make up something that he did that sounded really cool or heroic or humble or neat.
He did a lot of stuff. You don't have to make it up.
Okay.
He helped build towns in Israel
okay,
before so would, it was even a country.
So I would write like...
You know, yeah. Don't worry about what you
I
would write.
I'll have to give him a quote. Otherwise, it's just like, this guy built a fucking town.
Now, I'll work on the quote. You don't have to come up with shit or
make
shit
up. I'll
make up
the quote. Because otherwise, it's going to sound so stupid. It's just going to be like, this guy helped do a town.
No, I didn't
actually,
say that.
Actually, that's not bad.
No, quote, yes, it
I
is bad.
To do
this
a
guy
town.
Helped do a town. That doesn't...
So, yeah.
It doesn't
and
say what he did.
And then black and white.
Yeah, it could be with like a lot
light,
of the photos.
With like
are.
A lens flare type thing, almost like a... Like a flashbulb went off. Like it was an early photo.
Why? What would that give you that comedy hasn't provided? Like, what are you hoping to get out of this
I think,
radical career shift? You were going to do music for like probably
well,
30
seconds.
I still
might do an album release at the same night as the show. It's like the gala or something. I guess I just like would be interested in having status and respect from hot people. You never really see like a super, super hot a bunch of people at a comedy show. It's all like comedy nerds.
Yeah.
And like, they're not sexy to me. I think that like does Emily Ratajkowski go to an improv set?
No. I don't know who
she
that
goes
is.
To a fucking gala. And she would go to an album release party, especially if I'm doing it. Well, I'd have to have that.
You're not a musician. You're not a musician. You're not hot. You don't have hot fans or friends or followers. And don't fucking take a picture of my deceased grandfather and say he did a town. Because that won't get you. Who was it? Emily Ratajkowski?
Wretched,
to go to a fucking
is, yeah.
gala, you said? Where yeah, they're
my opening. Where I have a fucking acoustic guitar and I'm doing an acoustic set of my
you
songs.
You can't do that. You can't do that. You're going at it the wrong way. It's usually
watch
like
me.
Artists have like a,
watch me.
They have like a message
watch
to say,
me.
And
okay?
then insects
next time
do it,
we
they
do
have
a podcast,
hot fans.
Next time we do a
you
podcast,
you want the hot fans, and you're trying
next
to back
time we do
door
one of these,
into it.
Next
somehow.
Time we do one of these,
yeah.
and it's time for us to promote our whatever shit. And you're promoting your dumbass Twitter. I'll be promoting my fucking gallery opening, okay? And I'll be promoting my album that's not a comedy album, that has a fucking song called "The Black Void" on it.
Why? Okay.
Because that's this fucking emotional thing. The Black Void, and then like I did a town on the back.
You did a what?
I did a town. I did a town
on the back
of the CD.
The fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I got into a really bad car accident on the way here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So.
So I'm a little frazzled is all. My life flashed before my eyes and all I saw was a bunch of fucking UCB shows.
You barely do that. You barely do UCB shows.
I go to them.
Yeah. You go to improv. You want to go from going to improv to creating an album.
Or doing a town.
And a hot release party.
Or doing a town.
Yeah. And that's what you got out of your near-death experience that I'm assuming you caused.
Yeah, I caused it.
Yeah. You were tweeting while driving and you rear-ended someone.
I was tweeting about an album idea I had.
All right. Well, for now, let's focus on what we actually have to do.
Right.
Which is this bonus Thursday video Patreon sex-clusive.
Sex-clusive?
That's right. That means it's sexy and exclusive. Answering questions. No breaks. No sponsors. Just me and you hashing it out.
Let's go at it.
Question number one. This is from a guy in 20-year-old college student in America.
Nice.
So we'll call him
Chuck.
Chuck writes, "Dear Billy Goat Gruff and Goaty the Kid."
Whoa, Goat Show reference. I'm going to probably stop doing that podcast though when I do my album and art show. But for now, Goat Show podcast, it's another show.
Okay. Anywho, why would anybody listen to it if you're
well,
going to leave?
There's going to be at least a couple episodes before I get my art show off the ground. I need a space, and I need a recording studio, and a camera,
right.
And I need access
you need
to an old
you need
person's
everything.
Home.
You need everything. You barely have an idea.
Okay.
I'm a 20-year-old college student from America.
It's how life is fleeting.
What's
go
that?
Ahead. It's how life is fleeting. Life is fleeting. It has no meaning. Now I'm at an old folks home.
The songs about your other career?
No. What are you talking about, my other career?
Your songs about the portraits you want to take.
It doesn't. No, it should be more vague. It should be more vague. It won't be about the old folks home.
Great.
Life is leading has no meaning is cryptic enough that it's about both.
It's not cryptic. And it's very specific.
That's connected, and I won't do that it's at an old folks home. I'll just be like, okay.
That's not my only note, by the way. So don't think you addressed every flaw in your plan. It has no meaning.
Where do we go when we die?
Nice. I'm going to read this.
Fine. I'm fucking thinking of songs.
I'm a 20-year-old college student in America, and I've been hooking up with my coworker for the past 6 months. It was fun at first, but I knew from the start things would not last between us. Now, 6 months later, I'm ready to call it quits. But there's one problem. We have many classes together, and we work together on campus, and next year will as well. How do I end this relationship without complicating the work and school life? It's not like there's anything specifically wrong with her. I just don't feel the same way I felt before, and it feels like we're closing ourselves off from meeting new people. Help! Love? Chalk!
Life is fleeting. It has no meaning. Mm-hmm. Where do we go when we die? But where are we when we're alive? The crux of the song... is that you're pondering your mortality, but really we should be wondering about what we do with our time. Anyway, this guy should break up with this girl.
Because he's, much like the person in your song, worried about the afterlife. How is it going to affect everything? Mm-hmm. It's going to be awkward.
Yeah, but what you really have to be worried about is the now. And you're upset right now.
Yeah.
In the future, it might be bad. Or it might be good. At least that much is unknown. So you might as well untether yourself from the unpleasant experience that you know to get to the whatever potential experience of your future.
Yeah.
Life is fleeting.
It has no meaning. I'm not even wearing headphones, but it's really high pitched to listen to you.
When we're alive.
Oh my God, there's two hot fans.
No way.
Yeah, from Sweden.
Emily Ratajkowicz.
And some jack dude named Lars.
Shit, did you bring your boyfriend? Fuck, people go to shows with their significant others.
Yeah, don't worry about like hooking up at the show. Like just the fact that you have hot fans is good.
Why would I not worry about hooking up at the show? That's all I'm starting a fucking art gallery for.
Yeah, but like worry about like befriending these fans and then like, you know, they'll introduce you to other friends. Like it doesn't have to be Emily who's going to like hook up with you.
Okay.
She could be like, hey, let's hang out. And then like she has other friends. He's like, yeah, my friend Jake.
We'll see.
Yeah, you are married, by the way, like completely unrelated to any of this.
Oh,
your fingers are so thick. They've thickened over the last year.
Protecting the ring.
You've gained a lot of hand weight, which is hard to do, hard to specify. All right, next question. Mm-hmm. This one sort of is in the same genre as a falling for coworker situation.
Okay.
We'll call him Charles.
A longer name of Chuck.
Here's my predicament. Okay. I'm 24, in New York, and I've been dating my current girlfriend for the past 4 years. We've never had any problems, and I was actually looking to propose this year. But recently I started to work with a friend from college, and I'm starting to fall for her. For the past month, we text all day, FaceTime nightly, hang out and watch movies together, go to brunch, etc.
So you're already sort of cheating on your girlfriend.
I'm starting to have conflicting feeling towards my current girlfriend.
No, you're not starting to. Sounds like you've had them for a long time.
The only thing is that I don't know if my work friend feels the same way that I feel for her. Should I end it with my GF and give up everything we have for someone who may not even like me that way? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Toda.
First thing you need to know is that you don't like your girlfriend whether or not you like this other person. Because if you did,
just the fact that he's FaceTiming means that he's not too interested.
So at the very least, you should be single because you're behaving a little bit like a single person.
And
the work girl clearly likes him also. So you don't really have to worry about that. She's not FaceTiming nightly with her bud.
There's nothing more flirty than a FaceTime nightly.
Where is your girlfriend while this is happening?
Oh, sorry. Hey.
Hey, babe. Oh, shit.
That's it. Gonna cut it off right there. Again, if you want to listen to the rest of this podcast and about 30 others, check out patreon.com/JA. Video versions of these shows, as well as some Jake and Amir watch videos, some lonely and horny episodes. Enough to keep you entertained for just crunching the numbers, back of the envelope calculations, 2.5 weeks straight. So that's pretty good. All right. We'll be back with a normal episode, as always, on Monday. See you, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.